All right, good morning, everybody. I'm Esther McGinnis, the NDSU Extension Horticulturist and Director of the Master Gardener Program. So today I'm going to talk to you about the long-distance management of Master Gardener programs in North Dakota. So our Master Gardener program is headquartered in Fargo on the extreme eastern edge of the state, which then provides some challenges for reaching Master Gardeners all throughout the state. Now, just to give you a little program snapshot, we have probably the smallest program in the country. When I came to North Dakota in 2013, I could only find 70 master gardeners for the whole state. Well, since then, we have increased the size of the program. We've got 250 active master gardener volunteers and interns working, and we've got 100 on the wait list to take the master gardener core course this January. So we've gone from having 14 counties with active master gardeners to 30 in 2016 and quadrupled the number of volunteer service hours during that point in time. Now, here's a snapshot of the administrative infrastructure. We really have very little. Now, I'm the director, but I can spend maybe about 25% of my time on the program. I do have grad students and a lot of extension programming that I do in addition to the Master Gardener program. Now, I'm blessed. I do have a wonderful administrative assistant. But here's the rub. I have no county Master Gardener coordinators. Now, we do have 50 ag and natural resource agents in our state, but the problem is that they're not obligated to work with the Master Gardener program. Now, we are trying to persuade them, gentle persuasion, to get on board with the Master Gardener program, but it's a little bit of a challenge. We've had a lot of turnover over the last half dozen years because maybe you've heard of our oil boom. You know, if you can go and make six figures, are you going to be an extension agent? So we have a new crop of extension agents, and they happen to be mostly livestock agents. So I'm trying to get them on board with plant sciences and working with master gardeners, but it's been a little bit of a challenge. Now, fortunately, we don't have any nonprofit master gardener associations. I've heard from a lot of you that this is a real problem, right? So my dilemma is how to manage a statewide volunteer program without county coordinators. So essentially, it's a four-step process. So we've done a lot of centralization. We have centralized training and reporting. And then we have implemented a lot of statewide initiatives. So these are essentially package programs that master gardeners and their extension agents can adopt and implement in their home counties right away. Now, for those master gardeners that don't have an extension agent to work with, we have computer-based volunteer opportunities. And unfortunately, we have master gardeners that are willing to travel to volunteer. So a word on our training and reporting. Our Master Gardener core course originates in Fargo. We deliver the class through in-person training. Now, I do probably 40% of the modules, so I teach about 40%. We recruit other extension faculty, and we're trying to get more extension agents to teach in the program. That's been a good way to get them to buy into the program. I'll even write their talks for them if they will come and give them during the Master Gardener core course. So you see the extreme measures that we take. We then have satellite classrooms in our extension offices in about five cities, and then half our Master Gardeners still end up taking the class online. A word on our certified volunteers. Now, when I arrived in 2013, certified master gardeners did not have to report volunteer hours under my predecessor. So it's been an uphill battle to get them to report. But they are. They're starting to report, and by 2018, we are going to be in compliance with the National Extension Master Gardener Guidelines. A victory! And thank you for that. It's been easy to say, well, the committee says we have to do this. Our statewide initiatives are essentially package programs. They have everything that they need to implement the programs, and there's been some money. So this has been a little bit of a hook to get extension agents on board. Our biggest initiative has been the Master Gardener Pollinator Teaching Gardens. We have been giving grants to various counties to build these teaching gardens that will display native plants and the proper type of habitat that we need to nourish our bees. We are number one in honey production, so this has been a very important project for us. And these gardens have been planted on public land, so they're very visible, and we're using them for programming. Master gardeners have designed these gardens, planted them, and are maintaining them. We have provided resources for extension, programming, PowerPoints, exercises with children, and an extension bulletin. The whole goal of this program is to get homeowners on board with building their own pollinator gardens, and we have a little bit of an incentive here. If they incorporate a certain number of native plants, they include water sources and other aspects, we will send them a free certified pollinator garden sign. And this has been incredibly successful. We have given out all the signs that we have purchased. Veggies for the Pantry is another statewide initiative. When I arrived, I encouraged Master Gardeners to grow excess fruits and vegetables to donate to the food pantry. But this initiative is a twist on that program. What we do, in addition to that, is we encourage the general public to donate to food pantries. So Veggies for the Pantry includes money for advertising, flyers, and signs so that we can staff collection points throughout the community. Here in Cass County, we had 11 different collections points. So far, we've collected 2,000 pounds of produce, and we'll probably collect another ton before the end of the growing season. But we're implementing this across the state. In Fargo, we are the largest source of vegetable and fruit contributions, and they just absolutely love us at the Emergency Food Pantry. We're working as citizen scientists. This statewide initiative included surveying for Japanese beetles. It was done in cooperation with the Department of Ag. Master Gardeners picked up these Japanese beetle traps and hung them throughout their counties, monitored them, and then collected them at the end of the season. And they helped us discover that we have a very established Japanese beetle problem. For our volunteers that don't have opportunities in their home counties, we may have some counties where we have 1, 2, 3 master gardeners working by themselves. So they can hop on their computer and still volunteer, and these generally have more of an educational component to them. We implemented the Master Gardener Diagnostician Training this year. This is an advanced certification program. They took a 12-hour diagnostician training online, and we then got them to go on Ask an Expert. So they have greatly alleviated the load of various specialists and extension agents in answering questions on Ask an Expert. Now, a side effect of this is that we have more master gardeners that are able to do diagnosis, so the agents are loving this. We've got master gardeners filling in for extension agents that go on vacation and go to conferences. This is our official master gardener newsletter called The Dirt. We've got master gardeners from all around the state. We have an editorial board that we meet by telephone conference or webinar technology, and our writers are very professional. We have people that are veterans of the newspaper industry. We have graphic artists and editors and publishers, and we put this together completely independent of NDSU Extension. Now, I happen to do the editing for content, but it's just a fabulous way that Master Gardeners can get their hours. We've started a mass Master Gardener Facebook committee, but we have all these long-distance committees. And this has been a real blessing for us. We get all of our Master Gardeners involved in various committees, and what happens is that they take ownership of the program. They've been able to demonstrate their leadership abilities, they do a lot of public speaking, they organize the program, and they're really buying into the program. North Dakotans are kind of a unique breed. So We're up by Canada, but we also travel because we live far distances from each other. So my master gardeners are willing to travel 6-7 hours by car to volunteer. So we have all-state master gardener days all throughout the state. Now in Fargo, we have two gardens where we have these all-state master gardener volunteer days. We have the NDSU Historic American Hemocallis Society Garden, which happens to be the largest collection of daylily cultivars of any public institution in the country. So we have a couple of days where we get together and we maintain the gardens. We also work with the NDSU Horticulture Research and Demonstration Garden on campus, and these are our All-America Selection Gardens. Our best partnership is with the International Peace Garden on the Canadian border. This is a celebration of our peaceful relationship with Canada, and it's our most spectacular botanical garden in all of North Dakota. So we get master gardeners to come from all around the state. We descend on the garden, and it's amazing what we can do en masse. I mean, we can clean up pretty much probably about half the garden in one day, and we're supporting this absolutely wonderful peace garden. The Myra Arboretum is our newest project, located in the central part of the state. This is an abandoned arboretum. Now, if you've been to North Dakota, you realize we really don't have many trees. So this is a real gem for us. It takes a lot to grow a tree in the prairies of North Dakota. So we are rescuing the Myra Arboretum, planted in the 1970s, and it was abandoned for whatever reason. So we get together a couple times a year. We tear out all these seedlings that have sprung up, these invasive seedlings, we're pruning, and we have made tremendous strides in the last year and a half, and we're turning this back into a gem for North Dakota. And then finally, we have all-state volunteer days at our four zoos. We're blessed to have four zoos, and we have people that come up for all these volunteer days. The interesting thing is that we get to meet interesting characters like Barkley, the orphan kangaroo. Great, thank you, and I'll entertain any questions that you have. Yes, Dave. So the question is, how do I distribute my newsletter? I have to admit that we're not the most proficient at that. We do have a listserv that we distribute it through. We distribute it through the extension agents and then, of course, through the master gardeners. We ask the master gardeners to distribute it. We're not really tracking the impact the way that we should be, so we're working on that right now. Cynthia. The question is, who's administering the volunteer points with the veggies for the pantry? That is being coordinated by the master gardeners. So we have one master gardener that is in charge of the project for the county, and then she has master gardeners that are at the collection points. They then collect it, and then the very next day they deliver it to the food pantry. Yes, Julie. Yes, so the comment is whether we could collaborate with a national organization, and we certainly can do that. We're still getting a handle on this first. Once we become more proficient with this, we would love to collaborate on the national level. Yes. So the question is, do I have a goal of having Master Gardener County coordinators? Right now, we're going into some extreme budget cuts, so I don't see it happening, but maybe we can recruit volunteer Master Gardener coordinators from our volunteers. Yes. So the question is, what sort of technology am I using to span the state of North Dakota? We've been using Blackboard Collaborate, but we are transitioning to Zoom. Yes.